This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets as we get through this middle of the week?
It's kind of a sideways trade market all week, so I'm waiting on the numbers from Pro Farmer Tour. And they've been high, although the corn numbers weren't as high as the USDA forecast, but the bean numbers have been as high. But the market's taken it pretty well. We're up most of the week. I think the market was expecting higher numbers, and that's what they're getting, but it's not a surprise. Basically, it's a kind of a search. It's a discovery period price-wise. We start out with a report a week ago Monday that confirmed the record yields that we've been hearing that we're going to see with the 183. One in the corn and the 52, 53.2 in the soys. And then the Pro Farmer Tour comes right the week later this week. It's a Monday. It's a three-day tour. They start east and west and move to the center. And then they come up with the final numbers Thursday afternoon. So really, the market, if they'd been brutally high, I think we'd maybe see new lows. But they're pretty much what they expected, in some cases a little less.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
September corn up half a cent at 375.5. September soybeans up 5.75 at 9.63 even. September soybean meal up 20 cents at 312.50. Soybean oil up 29 cents at $41 even. On the Merc, October live cattle down 97 cents at 174.62. September feeders up 117 at 235.67. October lean hogs down 25 cents at 76.15. October pork cutout went unchanged at 90.92. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.